Keith Peters reporting. The Florida Supreme Court has upheld the state's ban on most abortions after 15 weeks of pregnancy. Monday's ruling means a subsequently passed 6-week ban can soon take effect. The court ruled that the 15-week ban signed by DeSantis in 2022 can also take effect. The ban has been enforced while it was being challenged in court. But the court also ruled that the state's voters can decide whether to put abortion into the state constitution in the upcoming election. In another ruling, the Florida court said voters could also decide whether to legalize the recreational use of marijuana. Correspondent Jackie Quinn reports on an airstrike in Syria that has killed several people at Iran's embassy compound in Damascus.
Syrian officials say they're being told several people died in the blast at Iran's embassy compound in Damascus. Syria's foreign minister is blaming Israel for the attack, calling it a criminal act carried out by the Zionist enemy. Iranian state TV is reporting the strike killed an Iranian military advisor who led the elite Quds force in Lebanon and Syria until 2016. Israel is not commenting on the attack, but in recent years, it's targeted hundreds of government-controlled parts of Syria. I'm Jackie Quinn.
The Israeli military has withdrawn from Gaza's largest hospital after a 2-week raid that engulfed the facility and surrounding districts in fighting. Footage showed widespread devastation at Shifa Hospital, where the main building was reduced to burned-out husks. The military has described the raid as a major battlefield victory in the nearly 6-month war. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 240 points. This is SRN News. A victory for religious freedom in the federal courts.
The Fourth Circuit Court of Appeals has ruled that a private religious school's tax-exempt status does not constitute, quote, federal financial assistance, and therefore does not place that school under the requirements of federal anti-discrimination law. At issue is Title IX, which transgender activists are trying to use to advance their agenda. If churches and Christian schools were to accept federal aid, they would be subject to Title IX. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Muslim terrorism is leading to food insecurity in the Democratic Republic of Congo. International Christian Concern reports roughly 25% of the population faces hunger and malnutrition, in part because of ongoing violence in the country. More than 100 armed groups are fighting to control the mostly Christian nation, and attacks on believers are regularly carried out by Islamic radicals. This is SRN News. Israeli troops exit Gaza's Shifa Hospital, leaving rubble and bodies behind. The latest from the media line's Michael Friedson.
Israel's 2-week siege of Al-Shifa Hospital in the northern Gaza Strip ended on Sunday with the withdrawal of Israeli soldiers, leaving vast devastation in their wake. International criticism has been intense, but Israeli officials feel vindicated by the large number of terrorists captured or killed, the high level of Hamas fighters clearly using the hospital as its base, and the vast amounts of weapons found throughout the complex. On Monday, a strike by Israel's Air Force hit the Iranian consulate in Damascus, killing General Mohammad Razi Zahedi, the head of Iran's Revolutionary Guard's external security and intelligence. In Tel Aviv, scores of thousands demonstrated Saturday night calling for Prime Minister Netanyahu's resignation. I'm Michael Friedson, SRN News, Jerusalem.
More details at themedialine.org and srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.